3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
A ringy ding, a dingity doo. Auga, auga. It's 1930 UTC, which means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm your chairman and host. My name is Tobe, if you did not already know that. I'm glad you tuned in today because I'm doing something a little strange for this time of year. What's the date today? Like the 24th of January? Something like that. A day that should be winter. And, you know, extremely cold. It is actually very warm today. It is at least 50 degrees Fahrenheit. You heard me. 50 degrees F. It's an extremely warm day, and it's very sunny. Yesterday was all cloudy, but today the sun is out and blazing. The sky is clear. The sun is out and blasting. So that means I am out and blasting. Where am I, you might ask? Well, if you guessed Herrenhaven, you would be wrong today. That's right. I'm out here at my secret mushroom gardens because with the sun being out and it being as warm as it is, I thought maybe, just maybe, we might be able to find some marmots sunning themselves. So I'm looking at an area of known marmot dens. And I'm not seeing any marmots yet, but I'm looking. If we're going to find any, this is where we're going to find them. The only downside to all this lovely weather is that it's pretty wet here. I am right here in the Papio Creek floodplain. Everything is damp. And these trails are pure mud. And so, you know, look at this. Bama Llama. The good news is the trails are muddy. The bad news is the trails are muddy. It's bad news because it means I'm going to get muddy. But the good news is I'm looking at crisp and clear marmot tracks. Big marmot tracks too. God, here's some others over here. Wow. I've got marmot tracks, so I'm looking down into the creek for marmots. I don't want to walk on the path. Oh man, I'm just sinking into the ground. It's so muddy. And I see a den that looks like there's some fresh mud and stuff kicked out around it. It's kind of far away, but oh well. Look at this. There's tons of marmot tracks up here by this log, too. Mots have been running around out here. And here's some rabbit tracks. The funny thing is the tracks, the marmot tracks aren't on the path going the path direction. They are crossing the path. And here's some more. Here's some more that are perfect. And they went right down to here where there's this marmot bridge. And there is fresh dirt on the marmot bridge, and there's marmot tracks going down to the bridge. This bridge is really a underground pipe. It's about a meter in diameter, and it's about 3 meters underground. But here, where it crosses over the creek, it is exposed, and it's where marmots like to cross over the creek. And oh yeah, there's just tons of marmot tracks down there in the mud. In the side of the creek and everything. Oh boy. So, where's our Mati at? We got Matis out here today. But I'm not finding them. And as I look back here on the path, oh God, there's just tracks everywhere. Now, here's the drag part. The path goes into a low area here, and it's soaking wet, and there's mud. I'm trying to stay on the side, and I got to cross over this little footbridge. Oh, there's just fresh tons of marmot tracks right here going across the bridge. And there's some dog tracks. Or maybe there was a wolf out here. I kind of doubt it. People do bring their dogs out here to walk all the time. So I'm trying not to get muddy. I'm trying to walk on the edges of the path. And I wore my fairly good shoes. That was kind of stupid. I should have put on some old crappy shoes. But was I thinking? No. Here's some more tracks. This kind of looks like, I was going to say, that looks like possum tracks, but no. That's just Mottis with splayed feet. Yeah, I've still got Mottie tracks. There was a Mottie running along the trail, on the trail here, and crossed over this little footbridge. Oh, and there must be Mottis up here somewhere, because there's so many tracks right here, it's not even funny where they come down to this little part of the creek to drink. And oh, yeah, we're talking multiple direction Mottie tracks. So we gotta keep our eyes open as we kind of crest this hill. There could be Mottis anywhere. There might be over here, you see? This looks like, let's go over here. There's a trail that goes over here. There must be dens over here or something. But, well, I don't know where those dens are. They must be on the creek wall. I know there's one over here somewhere. Let's look. We're looking for Mottis today. Is this a den? Am I standing right on top of a den? I very well could be, yeah. I hear sounds. Oh, no, birds. Birds in the leaves. Alright, I know there's some Mottie dens over there on the other side of the creek. Not seeing any Mottis, but I'm seeing plenty of evidence. And these are fresh tracks. These were made. See, these right here are not that fresh. Those were made yesterday, but there's some back there that were made today. Yeah, and here's some that were obviously made today. Oh, where's my Mottis? I want to see Mottis in the winter. It would be so fun for me. Okay. It also occurs to me that we're not that far out from Marmot Day. Marmot Day is obviously February 2nd, and that's coming up on us pretty quick here in about another week or so. I'm looking down into the creek. I can see more Mottie tracks down in there. So there's Mottis running around. We just can't find them. Here's some odd tracks. No, not that odd. Again, Mottie tracks, but those are small. So we got some big Mottis and some smallish Mottis running around in here. Are we gonna find them? I don't know. We're gonna be looking. Alright. Here's one of my favorite logs. It's always got oyster mushrooms growing out of it, and there's some little stumps of old oyster mushroom growth. Here's some tracks, but these are old. These are yesterday's tracks. Here's some more splay-toed Mottie tracks. Sometimes when a Mottie spreads his fingers, it can kind of look like, oh my god, these are brand new tracks right here. It can kind of look like possums, because possums have very splayed-out toes. But you can always tell Mottie tracks because you can also see their claw marks. Like in here, these tracks, these are like the most perfect tracks ever. You can see the little claw marks and everything. Some Mottie has been running around right up in here somewhere. Where could he be? Where, oh, where can my Mottie be? I want to find him. Is he in a tree? Can't be in a tree, although they do like to get up on these trees right here sometimes. But if there was a Mahdi in the tree, I would have spooked him by now and I would have heard him running. Running away. Because they got to hide. Because some Mahdis don't know it's cool to hang out with me. You don't have to run, Mahdis. Because I am not trying to hunt you. I'm just trying to spot you. The irony is, I could be staying at home watching a football game right now. I got two on. There's an English Premier League game on and Bundesliga game. But I watched about the first 30 minutes of the Premier League game. I found some more tracks, the squirrel tracks. And then I decided, no, I gotta go outside. And I'm gambling that the game that is on right now is going to be repeated later tonight. I checked the TV schedules and it said that a game was going to be repeated later tonight, but it didn't say which game. Either way, I'll be happy. I got more rabbit tracks, I got more dog tracks, I got more Mahdi tracks. And there's three logs over the little part of the creek here. That looks like some humans trying to make a little bridge. I wonder if Mahdi's has begun using that yet. I don't know. Alright. So I'm walking upstream of the little creek. As usual. I'm not even walking on the path and I'm still sinking into mud and in the grassy area. It is very muddy. Again, both great and detrimental. Great because I can find tracks. Oh look, here's raccoon tracks. We are tracking today. Tracking and tracking. There's people tracks. I got dogs and marmot tracks right here. And now we're gonna sort of bow away from the little creek here. And I know that there's a known marmot den right over here. And here's some tracks. Lots of tracks. So great. And this is time the Mahdi is walking on the path. So I can... Oh, and here's his tracks coming back. So obviously, somebody went down to the little creek to have a drink. And I'm wondering, did he come out of this den right here? No, it doesn't look like it because the tracks keep going. I'm tracking marmots today on the Dubious Marmot Committee. A show that airs every day when it's warm. Yep, look, here he's loping. He was walking there, now he's doing a slow lope. Doom-ba-doom-ba-doom, because his tracks are together. His little feet. All his tracks are right next to each other. And where did this guy go then? Well, his path has diverged from mine. No, wait, here's some more tracks up here. Here's some squirrel tracks, and here's some Mahdi tracks. All right. Now the Mahdi's back on the path. Oh boy, I'm looking down into the little creek here, and there's just tons and tons of marmot tracks. Down there, right by the water, there's mud. Marmot tracks everywhere. Are we actually going to see one today? It's about noon 30 or 1 p.m. 1400 hours or 1300 hours local time. It's about as warm as it's going to get. The sun is about as peaked as it's going to get. So if the marmots are sunning themselves like they do, if it's a little bit cool like it is today, but the sun is out, they will just sit up on logs in the direct sun and absorb heat. And now I got two different kinds of tracks again. I got marmots and raccoons. Probably seeing a lot of raccoon tracks down there in the mud too. Just can't differentiate them from here. So, as I keep walking, I'm looking into spots where motts can be sunning. Oh, here's another high traffic part of the path. Ooh, I spoke to Bun. I wasn't even a meter away from a Bun, and when I stumbled because of the soggy ground, I spooked Mr. Bun. He was pretty big. He took off running. You probably heard the leaves rustle. Now, see, here's a marmot den right here, and here's a bunch of tracks. But the tracks actually don't go to the den. The tracks go up and over this part of the trail. It's muddy enough that this is going to be difficult for me. So I'm trying to negotiate an alternative route. Not too bad. Okay, where do those muddy tracks go? I should cross the path here because this motte could be in this den down here. Sneak a peek around the corner here. No. Usually, or many times in the spring, we can then see a motte sticking his nose out of that hole right there, but not today. Where, oh, where could my motte be? Tracking mottes in the middle of January, or maybe even the end of January. Where is my mott? He's got to be around here. Going to go into stealth mode, looking for sunning motts. And there's a lot of tracks here. And this path, part of the path, is particularly difficult because it's very muddy. It's very wet. Water's even running down the middle of the path. Am I being watched? Is there a marmot perched somewhere on high alert because he can hear me and see me walking around in his area? I'm looking around to where motties would be if they were hanging out, and I don't see any. What's going on here? Where is this tricky marmot at? I'm looking for motts, oh yeah. Alright, on another little footbridge here. I'm gonna scrape my shoes off. They're not too bad. Side mud. Alright. Getting back into a little low spot here. And yeah, here we go. Some old marmot tracks and some very fresh marmot tracks. And then they disappear. So where's he going? He's getting off the trail here and he's walking around. Yeah, this is a guy looking for food. Yeah, and looks like he got back on the path right over here. We got more super fresh tracks. Going into a lope here. Lope-a-lope. And now he's breaking into a run. Or a jog. He's running kind of slowly right here. Dip, 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 dip. Now, I know there's a den down here. It's completely covered in dead leaves, though. So he's not using that one. Alright. Well, I guess we keep going. Take a few more steps here. And regular listeners to this show, when they know I'm out looking for marmots at the secret mushroom grounds, will realize that we are now approaching the Pit of Despair, an area where the little creek... I just heard something. This is an area where the creek is really wide and really deep and has eroded big walls. Let's get close and look down there. I heard something rustle a lot of leaves. I guess it was just a bird. But yeah, the valley here for the creek is really, really deep. We have like sheer cliff walls that are five, maybe 6 meters tall in some places. There's lots of holes where mottis like to hide. Lots of dens around here. Around here, it's really not a pit of despair. It's a pit of marmot happiness. But that doesn't mean I'm seeing any marmots yet. Where is this guy? Now I'm seeing a lot of old tracks, like tracks from yesterday on the path. Lots of tracks. So I'm just gonna keep creeping up here. Keep checking the creek walls. Where's my mati? Where's my overwintering marmots? January marmots, they're so cool. I hope I can find one today. Okay. Well, now there's a den right over here we could check. Gotta go off the path here. And no. Nobody's been in or out of this den in a couple of months. Where's my chubby buddies? Where's my dudes? I can't find any dudes today. Why are they hiding? Where can they be? Well, I guess we can come up here a little bit further. We're at my logs where we found all the puffballs. Yeah, here's a bunch of old puffballs on this log still. Oh no, here's a bunch over here too. Oh, it's deep mud. I'm sinking. I'm sinking. Wow, there's a lot of mushroom growth on that log. Hooray. And here's some old oysters. These oysters are a couple months old, looking pretty ratty. And I don't got any. Well, there's a couple of tracks here. Fairly fresh tracks on the path that I'm still trying to stay. Oh, now here we go. Here's some freshy path tracks. Where's this marmot at? Where could this marmotty be? I'm still looking down into the creek. Lots of tracks down there too. I'm looking at all the known marmot locations. And not having any luck. Well, I guess we can go up here to the tree. As we all know, I'm about another 30 yards or meters away from another big den. It's under a tree. And it often gets used as a birthing den. It would probably be a good overwintering den, because it is in the roots of a tree. Yeah, here's some tracks. Oh, these are fresh. There's some older ones, but that's these. Here we go. Okay. I got fresh mati tracks. Oh, and here's that den we discovered earlier this year that's new. Right over here. Now see this? That's a maybe. That's a maybe, but I don't think so. I don't see any tracks heading towards it. All the tracks I'm seeing now are following the path, which, you know, leads me to believe that they're probably coming out of this big den up here, which I am now very close to. Closing in on it, 5 yards away, but as you'll remember, the tree has fallen down over the den. All these vines grew over it. Now I can't actually see into the den. We've got to use our ears. Look really closely. Mati, are you in here? I'm not seeing any marmots. Okay. There are some tracks on the path here, right next to this marmot den. These tracks are a little old though. They got water in them, they're not very well defined. These are, you know, a day or two old. So maybe he was here and he decided to go somewhere else. Oh boy, well. Ow. It sure took me long enough to get this far. I was gonna say, should we turn back or should we go the other direction? I think I'm just gonna turn back and go back the way I came here. I am roughly running out of time. Oh, here's a reflector. So, I've picked up a bicycle pedal reflector. Regular listeners to this show will know that we find them out here all the time because this is a bike path. And it occurs to me. And these reflectors, these are the yellow reflectors that you find on bicycle pedals. They like to come off a lot in this area. And so this is the first of the year. The first bicycle pedal reflector of 2017. Ooh, here's some interesting mushrooms. Tree ears or something. Oh, yeah, look at all these damn tracks. Darn it, I thought I was going to find a Mati today on this very sunny, whatever day it is, Tuesday afternoon. But we're not finding any. We got lots of tracks, and we got lots of sun, but no moths to be spotted today. I mean, could we really expect anything else this time of year? Well, you never know. That's why we gotta come out here and look. So, oh well. Just gonna head back to the car. Oh, and I've got my winning lottery ticket, you know, my $1 winner, but it's not actually a dollar. I can't take the cash. I have to actually, I didn't win a dollar. I won another ticket, but it's a scratch ticket. So on the way home, I will stop at the little convenience store and get a scratch ticket, which hopefully will be a big winner, and I will get multiple thousands of dollars. And if I win multiple thousands of dollars, first thing I'm gonna do is buy some tacos. And then I will, I don't know. You know, if I win millions and millions of dollars, I've already got plans for that. But if I only win thousands of dollars, I have no plans for that. Although, I would probably buy another musical instrument. I'm trying to avoid the mud. I'm probably going to hurt myself. Because I got to do all this stretching and weird stuff. So, let's hope I don't get hurt. I guess I need to go home and watch slippery. Too slippery. Almost falling down. How did I traverse this part when I came? I don't know. But anyway, hopefully I won't fall down. I still got a ways to go. Oh, this is muddy. Before I get back to my car, who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe. And I'm the chairman of the Dubious Marmots in Winter Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. So be sure to tune in tomorrow and the next day, etc., and listen in. I doubt we'll be looking for marmots, but maybe we'll be doing something else. All right, gotta go. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.